My friend Milena was going postal. She had painstakingly gathered 20 cards and notes from her mother's old friends for her birthday.
Her first grade best friend from 1946, her fencing club partner from 1959, her friend who went on a study trip with her to Tunisia in 1965.
All the way up to her current physiotherapist and dental hygienists. She mailed the package from Berlin to her mother's home in upstate New York as a birthday surprise. But Milena got a birthday shock instead. Every day she checked in on the parcel, trying to track its progress. By the time it finally reached, the birthday was over. It had taken 21 days and given Milena a migraine.
From now onwards, I will use personal couriers only.
As in friends and acquaintances carrying packages as a favor. She might have no other choice. Goods valued under $800 that previously entered the U.S. without needing customs clearance now need to be vetted and can be subject to whatever tariff rate the Trump administration has slapped on that country. Many countries are pausing certain kinds of mail to America. India, for example, has suspended booking all categories of mail to USA, including letters and parcels valued up to $100. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The slow demise of the postal system is not unique to America. India is phasing out registered post services, folding it in as a value add to speed post. No one wants to return to a pre-email and pre-WhatsApp world. I remember as a student in America rushing down every day to check if a letter had arrived from home in India alongside the usual supermarket flyers addressed to current resident and bills. A letter from India could take 3 weeks to reach my university town in America. The postman was more than just a conduit for news. He was a witness to life's highs and lows, bringing news of love, jobs, and death. Perhaps that's why a profession as humble as a postman or as unglamorous as a postmaster shows up so often in popular culture. In Shukanta Bhattacharya's famous Bengali poem, Runner, the poet says the mail carrier dashes through the night determined to reach his bag of news to the destination before day breaks. But no one cares about his news. Nobody ever writes to him. The postman was always meant to be the person we could rely on, the one who always delivered. Hence the famous James M. Cain story, The Postman Always Rings Twice, a noir story about murder and adultery. It had no postman in it, but the title just meant that even if you dodge fate or justice once, it will eventually catch up. If not on the first ring, then on the second.
Who are you calling?
But the real romance is always about the letter that did not arrive, the letter that never got delivered. In the film Finding Fanny, an old postman in Goa realizes the love of his life, Fanny, never actually got the love letter he wrote her almost 50 years earlier, and he sets out to find her.
Stephanie Fernandez was and always has been the love of my life. She never even knew.
In real life, actor Steve Carell found undelivered mail underneath the seat of his car, left over from his stint as a rural mail carrier before he found fame as an actor. Carell sent it to the addressee, hoping better late than never. Recently, I got to tour Kolkata at night, where some heritage buildings are being lit up by a citizens group, the Kolkata Restorers, bringing them to glowing life at night. One of them is the former Dead Letter Office, an old red brick colonial building with a bell tower dating back to 1876. The tour leader, Shujoy Sen, says it's basically the morgue for undelivered letters.
Letters that can't be delivered due to unclear addresses, addresses refusing to accept them, or the inability to return them.
He says, They would even open the letters to see if they could find clues. It was later christened to Returned Letter Office in 1959, probably because that sounded less morbid. But given the state of the postal service around the world, perhaps a return to Dead Letter Office might be more appropriate. Now we are in need of a place where our poor letters can go to rest in peace. As for Milena, she might soon no longer be able to go postal. In a world with little or no mail, no one will quite know what it even means. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Dhak laya, khushi ka paya.